Oviedo resident Nancy Qual's mother and an aunt both had breast cancer, so she knew she was at risk after a breast biopsy revealed suspicious cells. A genetic counselor told her even though her mother's risk of carrying the BRCA1 and 2 mutation was too low for insurance to pay for the $3,000 test, her own risk was high enough to justify surgery.
Surely, insurance won't pay for that because I don't have the positive gene. And she says, are you kidding me? She says, your risk factors are higher than some of the people that have the positive gene. At that point, I said, oh my.
With a 60% chance of breast cancer, Qual's insurance paid for her surgery, but it might not have paid for the genetic test. Myriad Genetics owns the test and a patent on the BRCA1 and 2 genes, so it sets the price. MD Anderson Cancer Center Orlando Breast Care Program Director Terry Mamanis says genetic testing could be cheaper.
Nowadays, we can actually sequence the whole genome of a patient, of a person, with a lot less money than actually we can do this test. So the technology is there now, and it's getting cheaper and cheaper.
Myriad Genetics shares increased after Angelina Jolie's announcement, but its patent on the BRCA1 and 2 genes is being challenged in the Supreme Court. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.